This is an iHeart podcast.
And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show churning and burning through here. Remember, 877-377-4373 is the number. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. A parallel economy. We have to have one. There are so many cheesy, inspirational quotes out there. Your wife probably buys them from Hobby Lobby and hangs them over the toilet about sticking together. Only one finger will get broken, but if you make a fist, it stands strong. Hokey and cheesy as it is true. And this is what I mean by this. We talk a lot on the show, and we always will, about ESG, about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. By the way, if your corporation that you work for or patronize has anything about ESG, or they have a DEI coordinator or DEI manager, you need to turn around and run for the hills as fast as you can, because that means you work for communists. That's what it is. It's just cultural Marxism. That's all it is. However, we are toast if we don't band together. Like ESG, let's focus on that for a second. I'm not going to bore you with going over the whole thing again. I know you know by now. I'll go over it again in a few weeks. I just got to be mindful that there are new listeners, and then there are people who listen all the time. So I'm not going to go over the fact that ESG is simply the corporate government partnership. It's corporations agreeing to be good little servants to the regime. And in, you know, because they're good little servants to the regime, they're allowed to make bad business decisions because the regime will step in and bail them out. It's this really, really horrible partnership, and it means horrible things for you. This is all just to bring about communism, globalism. Also, the elites care about us. But you know all that, okay? You know all that. So what do we do about it? Well, it's easy to say, well, you know what we should do? Texas, well, or everyone, or people should do what West Virginia did. Remember what West Virginia did? West Virginia, very smartly, they decided, if you are a corporation, a financial institution, and you push ESG, if ESG is part of your mission, you no longer are eligible to receive state contracts in West Virginia. That is a wonderful first step. It's not even close to being enough to save us. Why? Because it's West Virginia. Now, I love West Virginia, but it's still just one state. You know what they're going to do? You know what the financial institutions who are signing up for ESG, you know what they're going to do in response to that? Nothing. They'll keep doing business with the other 49 states, and they'll move along just fine. Now, what if instead of West Virginia coming out and saying, nope, you can't get state contracts, what if West Virginia came out and said this? You don't get state contracts here. You're not allowed to do business, period, in this state, because we view you as a hostile actor within our state, attacking our financial institutions. Oh, but wait, there's more. I have a list here of 20 other states. They're joining us, and you're not allowed to get state contracts there, and you're not allowed to do business in the state. You see, it's bigger than West Virginia. You can't go to South Carolina, North Carolina. You can't go to Georgia. You can't go to Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Texas. You're not welcome in Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Kansas, Indiana, Missouri, either of the Dakotas. In fact, because of your ESG actions, you financial institutions have officially been banned from over half the states in the United States of America. ESG would disappear like that. Companies like B of A, they wouldn't be able to delete the ESG page from their website fast enough. Oh my gosh, half the country's keeping us out. Let's stop. But instead, we don't. Instead, we do little things, and we don't stick together. The communist sticks together way better than we stick together. Even the various groups, even though there's only one group, the various groups stick together. You've got the climate change nutters out there showing up to pro-abortion rallies. They always stick together. They understand their strength is in numbers. We have thrived for so long on rugged individualism. I'm my own man. I will do what I want. You're going to get crushed, bud. I'm going to get crushed. Nobody's big enough to withstand that. Donald Trump isn't big enough to withstand that. He was president of the United States of America, and he got steamrolled by his own State Department, by his own administrative state, because he had a bunch of snakes in the GOP who spent all their time helping them knife him in the back instead of locking arms and standing with him. We had Republicans voting for both impeachments. We couldn't even stand against sham impeachments. If we can't stand together on basics like that, we have no chance. We have state power. States have power. Wyoming has power. Florida, power. Texas, power. But it's minuscule. It's not near enough unless they work together and come together. That is what we need. We must come together, the red states, and we must, you and I, we must demand that of our state reps, of our state senators, of our governors. We must demand that. No more tap dancing around the whole thing. Dear Shogun Oracle, my kids and I listen to your show every morning while walking the dogs. This morning, one asked why all the big figures in the system are so stupid and how do they get to these levels. I had to do a little dancing on the subject before I settled on this, something you've addressed before. Options. If you're a great welder and the boss tells you to make a hammer and sickle for the commie pride parade, you can give him a few curse words, tell him to pound sand, and move on to the next shop. If you're not good, you're banging out a hammer and sickle. I thought a little more about it afterwards, and I think I kind of knocked it out of the park. Do you think that's correct, or would you add anything to it? He also says, also, please tell Paul, I think it's Jose, might be Josie. I mean, I read it as Jose, but I'm around a bunch of Mexicans. Maria and Ileana, Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to clean their rooms when we get home. Dad, I think you pretty much nailed that one. Look, a lot of times we get angry and hurt and confused. Why does Alyssa Farah Griffin, hired by Trump, brought into the mainstream by Trump, and then as soon as he's out of office, she does a bunch of guest spots on The View where she all of a sudden sounds like a Democrat. Trump's the enemy, Trump's the devil, so on and so forth, all these things. And we look around and we say, why would you do this? And then she gets this big contract from The View. She's not talented enough to say anything else other than system-approved things. She doesn't have the intelligence. She doesn't have the entertainment value. There's nothing there. And we have a ton of that on our side. They sell out so easily because if you don't have the talent to make it a different way, selling out to the system, it's a great way. You know who Stephen Colbert is? He does a late night show. No one watches it, but he has a late night show. You remember recently Stephen Colbert had a bunch of staffers. They broke into the Capitol, basically. They did everything the January 6th people did. And the Department of Justice declared, hey, we're not going to pursue charges. They all got off scot-free. Nothing. We have January 6th prisoners, as we speak, listening to the sound of my voice, locked in a political prison, and Stephen Colbert's staff got off scot-free. Why? You want to know why? I remember, gosh, a year ago, 6 months ago, I don't remember when it was. I remember Stephen Colbert getting a bunch of dancers on the stage on his show. I just saw the highlights of it. And they did a big vaccine dance for everybody to get the vaccine. It was so unfunny. And even hardcore pro-vaccine people were out there saying, oh, dude, that's so embarrassing. That's weapons grade cringe. Oh, how could you do something like that? Well, you got your answer when you watched all of his staff members get let off scot-free by the DOJ. Stephen Colbert is still making millions of dollars a year. He doesn't have the talent to make millions of dollars a year. So Stephen Colbert, because he understands full well his talent is limited, therefore his options to make lots of money are limited, he has to be a good little boy. So when the system says, hey, Stephen, I really need you to go embarrass yourself on behalf of the regime, Stephen says, yes, boss, will do, sir. That's why. All right, we'll get to more of these calls. 877 377 4373. We do have to make fun of an actress, too. That'll be fun. And more emails. Look, this is part of the reason I've been talking about the low-T GOP. Many of them are so weak, too. They just, look, when the system tells them to jump, they may not say how high out loud, but at least they say, okay, I'll do a little jump for you, okay? Just don't spank me on the butt. Go buy some chalk. All of you. Men, women, all of you. Men, get a male vitality stat. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. No more big pharma crap. Ladies, female vitality stack. You want to feel better? More energy? Sleep like a baby? Female vitality stack. Get some lit powder. Get whatever you need. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off everything in the store. You're not limited, and it's not 10%, man. That's big. choq.com. Promo code Jesse, all right? Get your male vitality stack, your female vitality stack. Enjoy feeling a whole lot better. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. A couple things real quickly. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Update you on Rodney Smith from earlier. Rodney is going to very shortly be the owner of a riding lawnmower. It's already been purchased, and it's going to be en route to his house, delivered to his house in about a week. So we went ahead and got that whole thing handled. And I realize we have big primaries tonight in Alaska and Wyoming, and you're listening live, and I don't want to neglect that at all. So let me give you the updates on those.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
I have no updates whatsoever. There are none. There are actually no updates because the polls haven't even closed yet, and they're not going to close for quite some time. So I just thought I should be honest about that. That's mostly on Chris. All right, that's mostly on Chris. Jesse, there was a time when domestic terrorists were hunted down and taken care of. When do we stop and just let them take over our government? This is our fault, not theirs. I see no other way but for armed patriots to go in and clean house. This is not an insurrection. No, no. We are not going to do anything illegal. We are not going to do anything violent. And I actually have three different reasons I tell you this. So please hear me out. Hear me out. I understand how angry you are. I'm just as angry. Three things. One, I'm not even allowed by law to push you to do anything illegal that would simply turn off the microphone. You'd never hear me again. That's one. Two, even if I was allowed, if we had no laws whatsoever, Jesse, tell him to go rob banks or something like that, I still wouldn't do it. Why? Well, one, I'm not going to ruin your life and have you lose your wife, your kids, your husband, your life behind bars or worse. Right? That's one. Two, let's game this out, okay? You say we need to take up arms and go start killing people, okay? Let's say you go get that done. Maybe you and five buddies, you gather up some weapons and you go charging into wherever, whatever government building you want to go kill some people in. Do you think there are going to be 5 million people with you? No, it's probably going to be about five. And you'd be lucky if it's more than five, because if it was more than five, they're all going to be FBI. They're all going to be feds, and you're never going to get to that building. They're just going to place you all under arrest and throw you in a deep, dark hole for about 30, 40 years. The second you start discussing illegalities with people, by text, in person, doesn't matter, they're going to lock you up and throw away the key. It's going to be a very small, very fast affair. You're going to be ruined. Your family's life is going to be ruined. But let's say, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Let's say you pull it off. Maybe you roll in there and you smoke a bunch of government people and that goes really well that day. Okay. Well, then we either have a hot war on our hands, which is the most horrific thing, and it involves them killing us, us killing them. Do you understand how horrible and ugly all this is? Peacefully, however, peacefully, and not, believe me, I'm not telling you to sit on your hands. I'm not telling you to do nothing. I've never said that. I've given you a million different action items and ways we can help. Peacefully. Because if it's not peaceful, it won't be long lasting. It won't matter at all. It'll be a little blip in the radar, and you and a bunch of people you love will be dead. Or even if it does end up long lasting, you think some protracted civil war is going to be good? Last one didn't work out so well. In case you don't remember, we now have a more powerful federal government than ever because of the last one. We have piles of feet and hands that have been amputated by saw. You can go look at those pictures. That was really lovely to look at. Is the country better off after the last one? Yeah, we got rid of slavery. Good for us. That's a very good thing. But overall, 600,000 Americans died to make that. 600,000 died. That's horrible. Peacefully, however, we can make change if we stick together, if we create alternate economies, if we are active at the local level. Peacefully, we can get this done. If we get the states to join together and create parallel economies, we have so many peaceful options still available to us. It is not the time to take up arms and hurt anybody. Legal, peaceful, but aggressive. I'm not, believe me when I tell you, I'm not pushing passivity here on the show. I'm not. Don't be passive. Be aggressive, legally and peacefully. All right? All right. Seth in St. Louis, go.
Yeah, you got to stop with the nonsense that you have a midlife crisis. Now, what car did you buy?
You know what we need, Chris? We need something that'll be a trigger that I'll tell people what car I bought. Because poor Seth is going to have the daggone big one if we don't. He's gonna have the big one, Chris. We have to. I can't. It's a security issue. There are a lot of people that want to kill me. That's probably a problem. You know, in the end, it's a problem when people want to kill you. I guess it turns out that's bad. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse, call Stephen Kohlenberg, but I didn't meant no disrespect towards Glenn Beck. He's one of the champions that has been really fighting, you know, pointing out the globalist agenda. And the answer is we have to pray, and people have to have cool heads, okay?
Yep.
No stupidity, all right?
Yep, pray, cool heads. That is outstanding advice. And no, I know you didn't mean any disrespect to Glenn. I get all that. Karen in Seattle, I bet you've gotten all kinds of crap for that name in the past couple of years.
Yeah, and I didn't deserve it.
No, you didn't.
I married an African, and I've lived in the Central District here at Capitol Hill, where we had the lockdown, and mayor was
hold on, Karen.
Paperwork to turn over a city block.
Karen,
but I wanted to talk about the
married an African. What kind of Africa is he? What part of Africa is he from?
Uganda, and that was just at the beginning of the Idi Amin takeover. So I got an
Idi Amin. That was dude. I think I did a history podcast once on Idi Amin. If not, I should do one. Idi Amin was a horrible, horrible African dictator. One of the prisons he had over there. Am I up against the girl? Dang it. All right, I'm going to tell you about the torture prison in just a second. It'll be family friendly. Don't worry. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We have BK coming on tomorrow. You know BK, he's been on the show 1,000 times. Longtime listeners know BK, former Air Force PJ. He is going to argue with me, friendly, about the balkanized thing I say all the time, how I say you need to get out of these blue areas, get somewhere where you can be protected. BK is a California dude on the beach. What's he call it? That big meathead. He calls it tan ops when he's on the beach. What do you want me to say? I'm friends with a lot of meatheads, okay? I don't know why. But BK is going to come on and defend himself. That'll be interesting. That's coming on tomorrow night. I loved this one. I love this. Starbucks is one of the most, if not, I mean, they might be the most left-wing company, the most communist company in the United States of America. They are currently in a bit of a pickle. Their workers want to unionize. One of their workers, a lot of their workers want to unionize. And Starbucks, they have launched a serious protest, not against the union itself. They don't want that, obviously, but they've protested against the way they're going to vote on it. You guess what Starbucks' big problem is? You're not going to believe this. Starbucks doesn't want to allow mail-in voting. They said, look, too many opportunities to cheat. Aw, I'm sorry, Starbucks. Does mail-in voting, is that a really insecure way to vote? And if bad actors choose to get involved with the mail-in voting, might the vote not end up going the way it should have gone because of open cheating in the mail? Is that, aw, are you worried about that, Starbucks? I am so sorry. Man, that sucks. Go union! Unionize Starbucks! Chris, how do we rally for them? Sophisticated, symmetrical-faced elite Jesse. That's good. What, Chris? I was camping in the woods over the weekend for a 3-day motorcycle race. On Saturday evening, my buddy's woman asked if I wanted a walking taco. Oh, I love these so much. Chris, do you know what a walking taco is? You're such an idiot. All right, anyway, he goes on to describe it. A white trash delicacy I was completely unaware of that made me think of you. You know what? That's not very nice. You start with a bag of chips. He said you would go Doritos. The answer to that is yes, I've always gone Doritos. Said he went with Cheetos. I'd accept that. Okay. You reduce them to a fine dust and then spoon in taco meat, shredded cheese, queso, salsa, and jalapenos. You mix it all up in the bag and go to town with the utensil. It was glorious, and my fingers stayed clean. If you read this on the air, make sure to give me all the credit for this gourmet concoction. Brody, I was eating walking tacos when you were in diapers. I actually have no idea how old you are, but I've been eating these things for a long time. Look, people talk about me being unsophisticated and uneducated and white trash, but I will tell you, I seem to have a better palate than most of you. Wouldn't you agree, Chris? Wouldn't you agree? Jesse. Uh-oh, I'm getting called out for my hypocrisy. I've sat on this thought for quite some time. I can no longer keep it inside. Need to hear how you feel about this, conservative radio guy. Here's the problem I have. I listen to this conservative talk radio coach, and he preaches the need for conservatives to put their money where their beliefs are. He even promotes companies on his podcasts and TV show. Pure Talk is just one example. There are more, but I suspect you may be familiar with them. Chris, I feel like he's talking about me. Yet when it comes to social media, he ignores his own advice. We all know Twitter is a communist company, yet he continues to use Twitter. To me, this seems like an act of hypocrisy since there are alternatives. Getter comes to mind, and it doesn't suppress speech like. Truth be known, I think they understand and promote free speech. Should I forgive this guy for ignoring his own advice or hold him to a higher standard since he has such a high profile and reaches a larger audience? And he wants me to play the fart sound. Didn't say I can say his name, so I will not. But just to note, he's a fan, so it's fine. Everything's fine. Look, it's fine. Criticism is fine too. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, especially when it's warranted. And I'll be honest with you. I have struggled with this for quite some time. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are the three social media accounts I use. And I know there are all kinds of other ones. Man, I can't keep up with the new social media account every other day. Oh, you got to get on Bumblebee or whatever. I'm not doing it. Isn't Bumblebee one, Chris? Anyway, I'm not doing it. I just refuse. I've decided to do the old man thing and dig my feet in, and I refuse to progress anymore. I am done. However, those companies, he rightly points out, are not only wretched companies. If you look into things like Zuckerbucks, they're wretched companies that were activists in all the misdeeds of the last election. He's 100% right. Those are wretched companies. This is how I justify it to myself. I'll be honest with you. I'm not thrilled with my own justification. This is what I tell myself. I tell myself, that's where the largest audience is. So if we're trying to get the anti-communist message out there, that's the best place to do it. And I tell myself, these are free services, so they don't make money off of me. I'm not bringing them any kind of a profit. In fact, they all hate me. And I tell myself this, I'm undoubtedly going to be banned very quickly. I don't know if you were up to date on any of this stuff, but many of the social media companies have recently come out with information that they're going to be banning a lot of people leading up to the midterms who are spreading misinformation. I think we all know I'm probably going to be one of those. That all may sound lame. Maybe it is lame. That's how I've talked myself into it. The criticism is 100% fair. One other part of it, I don't know which alternate media site to go to because there are tons of them. And they're good ones. I'm not criticizing any of them, but there are a bunch of them now by people on the right who've set up their own media site. I don't know. I'm probably more partial to Parler than any of the others because I know Dan Bongino well, and that's his, and I know that well. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should set up an alternate one and drop the others. Maybe I should set up an alternate one and just stick with posting on all of them and see how it turns. I don't know. It's a totally fair criticism, though. Completely fair. Jesse, I just read that Senator Chuck Grassley will investigate the FBI raid on President Trump if Republicans win. Circle the wagons. What a joke. Same guy who bet you. Look, you want to hear a joke? You want to hear a joke? And this is an absolute disgrace. An absolute disgrace. Senator John Cornyn, I'm trying to read this. Senator John Cornyn, he said, just this was about 4 or 5 hours ago, senator from Texas, he said, he gave the whole we have to wait for all the facts to come in thing once again about the FBI. It's very clear that senators like Grassley and Cornyn and McConnell and all the establishment losers, it's very clear they're going to do the let's wait for the facts to come in thing. Please understand completely what they mean by that. When they say we need to let the facts come in, what they're saying is this. I find my base to be an absolute embarrassment. I think they're a bunch of uneducated rubes, but I know they'll vote me out next election if I say that. So I'll act like I'm going to kind of do something, but not too much to the Democrats to try to give my base a little pat on the head, and then I'm going to do nothing. That's been the Republican Party for virtually my entire life. We are going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in just a moment. Before we get to headlines I didn't get to, we're going to talk about self-improvement, something that is going to be a steady, consistent theme on this show because this is something I am trying to do myself. I am trying to make the year 2022, well, I just turned 40. Actually, this really came about really, really recently. I'm trying to make the year of 40 the healthiest year I've had in quite some time. I'm working out more than I have, and shoot, since the Marines. I'm practicing with my weapon more. I am eating better, although very poorly. I am trying. Part of that is practicing with my weapon more. Now, I was always a range guy. I love going to the range. I love practicing. I need to be better. I'm terrible with my left hand. I need to be better. I have so many things I need to improve on. Mantis X allows me to do that in the comfort of my home. I don't have to leave the air conditioning. I don't have to go to the range. I don't have to drive my midlife crisis car to the gas station. I can just practice in my home. You can too. It's available for everyone. MantisX.com. MantisX.com.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com is the email address. If you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I still can't believe I tried to nap earlier and failed. I don't remember the last time that's happened to me. It's eating at me, Chris. I want to go to sleep right now on the air just to prove to people I can still do it. I feel like I lost face tonight. I feel like I lost a piece of myself that I can't ever get back. That's what it feels like more than anything. You know what I need? I need to put on my slippers. Maybe the My Pillow. Maybe I was in such a revved up state from earlier. Maybe the My Pillow was actually not enough to put me to sleep. It normally is. Maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe I need some My Slippers on my feet, Chris. I have the moccasin ones. I have the buckskin colored moccasins. Greatest thing ever. What? When you have something nice and warm and comfortable on your feet, you go to sleep. I know you don't have them. That's because you didn't put your order in on time. So you're not getting any My Slippers because I asked you and you waited 3 days for whatever you wanted. That's enough about stupid Chris. You, however, should know that My Pillow has a big sale on right now with slippers and sandals and slides. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544, 800-845-0544. All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
I was at a great disadvantage. Bryce Dallas Howard discusses being paid so much less than Chris Pratt for Jurassic World. Just going to pause real quick because I need a moment for this. In case you don't know who that is, well, that explains exactly why she got paid so much less. She's the redhead bimbo from the Jurassic World movies. I know my kids love those movies. Doesn't matter that you don't know who she is. I just feel like once again, we have to have another employment talk because this comes up a lot in this country. Why do baseball players make millions and teachers don't? Okay, listen, kids, I don't care what your crazy liberal aunt or your kindergarten teacher told you. It is important that you understand this, and it's really, really important you apply this to your life. You do not get paid on the importance of your job. You will never get paid on the importance of your job. You know what will determine your pay in this life? The scarcity of your marketable skills. You know how many people can be a teacher? Thousands, tens of thousands of people can become a teacher. No degrade, that's not putting down the teaching profession. Tens of thousands of people can do it. How many people can bat 300 and hit 40 home runs? Like two. And his is marketable. 75,000 people do not show up to watch you teach algebra. 75,000 people show up and watch him hit home runs, and then they go buy his jersey. He has a skill set that is marketable, and it is scarce. It's very, very rare. That's how you get paid. Be better than everyone else. Now, I'm not under the impression you're going to hit 300 and hit 40 home runs, and neither am I. That's never going to happen. But understand, skills like showing up on time, not leaving early, not gossiping, only returning back to the boss when the work is done, not returning back to him as if it's his job to help you, those are very scarce skills these days too. Go ahead and apply those skills. You might just end up being shocked how much money you make. Bryce Dallas Howard, you didn't make as much money as Chris Pratt because you're not as important and anyone can do what you do. Liz Cheney's net worth grew as much as 600% during her time in office. It really is unreal as a country that we allow the government to get involved in the market. They're always manipulating the market and handouts here and handouts there and punishments here. And we also allow them to invest and divest from the market. That's, what kind of an insane nation does that? Annual CO2 emissions. It's a big chart that shows China going through the roof while America's are going down and the European Union's going down. Just a reminder, that means China, they're in the middle of becoming more wealthy and more powerful, and we're purposely killing ourselves. I said it earlier and I meant it. It is morbidly fascinating. I mean, it's horrible, but it is really morbidly fascinating watching the West destroy itself. No help from the outside, virtually no help from the outside. I know China has helped push us along a bit, but the West has done it to itself. We're purposely making ourselves poorer. It's wild. Release the tape. Revolver has definitive proof the FBI is hiding critical footage of the January 6th pipe bomber. Huh. The pipe bomber? Man, I almost forgot about that. It seems like it was only yesterday we were treated to these dark, grainy pictures on the internet and told that someone was putting pipe bombs outside of the RNC and DNC, and the FBI, who was out there hunting down school board moms, could never seem to locate this person, even though this person did these things in the most surveilled city in the United States of America. Go to Washington, D.C., go on Capitol Hill. It's way beyond creepy how many cameras there are everywhere. You are on camera at all times on Capitol Hill. But they never could find the pipe bomb guy. Huh, that is wild. Maybe there aren't cameras inside of the FBI. Representative Maloney tells the New York Times, off the record, Biden is not running in 2024. Of course Biden's not running in 2024. They're already scrambling to try to come up with some kind of a backup plan. They're going to feel out Dome like everyone else has. They're going to look at a Rear Admiral Buttigieg. But I know this is kind of ominous thinking. I have this weird feeling that even my Eric Adams prediction is going to be wrong. I have this weird feeling that there's somebody out there we don't see yet. There's somebody coming. And Chris keeps saying, who? I don't know. Maybe it's Michelle. Maybe it's Oprah. Maybe it's The Rock. Maybe it's none of those people. I don't know. But I do know this. These people are not going to look around at bad poll numbers in 2024 and say, oh, well, let's just roll Dome out there to get curb stomped. They're not going to operate that way. The recall of the Soros-backed LA DA George Gascon fails after observers are excluded and signatures are tossed. No way. More malfeasance by Democrats in a Democrat-controlled area? Man, that's weird. Oh, well, I'm sure it was the safest and most secure election ever. Trump will do whatever he can to help the country after the FBI raid. Temperature has to be brought down. This is not on you, and it's not on me, and it's most definitely not on Trump to bring down the temperature. If the temperature is to be brought down in this country, it is 1,000% on the Federal Bureau of Investigation in DOJ. Either earn our trust back or the temperature stays up. Your call. All right. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.